Lord, I ask you tonight that you would just give me clarity of mind and anoint this preached word, Father. I pray, Lord, that somebody will be helped and strengthened, encouraged, delivered, set free because of your word. None of anything man does, only what you do, God. We're so thankful, so glad that you came and lived on this earth, and you are our everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now the word teaches us in Mark chapter 14, verse 27 is where I'll start. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall be offended because of me this night. I have a note on my phone I need to use in a minute. Because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter said unto him, thank God for Peter, bold Peter, although all shall be offended, yet will I not. Now listen to what the Lord said. Yet will I not. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. I likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, sit here, set ye here, while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Listen, tarry ye here and watch. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little. He went on past them, went on deeper into it. He knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing tonight. He knows how to humble Virgil Carter. He knows how to do that. He said, and went on past from them. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh, and he findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, listen to this. Sleepest thou? Question. Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. I don't know how many times that I said, yes, I can go to prayer meeting and I can pray for an hour, and didn't go because my flesh is weak. I don't know how many times I have said and made statements that I'll do this for the Lord and bragged and boasted and boasted my encouraged, boasted my, you know, my strategy, my strength, and my earthly man, and failed at it. And then I think about, you know, Peter, what happened with Peter? What happened with Peter? Peter said this, and the Lord told him, you're going to deny me. And then a little while, one of the centurions came, and Peter tried to cut his head off, cut his ear off. O-F-F. He cut his ear off, and the Lord put it back. Now, Peter would rather fight for God than die for God, because he done exactly what the Lord said. He denied the Lord. He denied it to the damsel. How many of you know your Bible? Where else did he deny? Where else? Huh? Where else? 3 times before the cock rooster. Colton and I talked about this morning, but I already had my stuff. So Peter, Simon Peter, the same Simon Peter, the one that said, I will die with you, Lord. You can count on it. I'm going to die with you. The same Simon Peter, that guy, that one right there, the one that the Lord alluded to many times over and talked about, I'll make you, you know, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And, you know, on the natural side, you and I can't understand that. You have to have a spiritual awakening, and I'm talking about salvation, being filled with the Spirit. Now, this morning, Brother Trey was up here, and he said, did you know the Lord had another name? And there was a little girl at Condrey that she was about this tall, and she came up to me, and she said the same thing Brother Trey did. She said, the Lord has another name. I said, he does. And Brother Trey said the same thing. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And I thought about that all my life over, even when I wasn't where I was supposed to be. And he does walk with us. And he does talk with us. And he never would let me go. I had a mom and a dad that prayed for their son that was backslidden, lost, and undone without Christ for a long time, too long. But they stayed with it, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that I can come to church and look over and watch my dad play his guitar and listen to him, and I can look over here and listen to Brother Isaac and Jared and Brother Devon and Brother Roberts and everybody playing their instruments. Sister Shelby over there tuning Brother Bill's old bass fiddle up for him, getting it ready. And I can watch all this, and I think, how in the world? This is so exciting. This is wonderful. We got Brandon on the piano, a kid that couldn't say three words in front of people 5 years ago, and now he wants to tell you something about the Lord when you see him. Why? Because of the boldness Christ gives him. I don't know that he ever said, Lord, I'll die for you, but I know he said, I'll serve you, Lord. So what I'm thinking about tonight is this. There's a story in there about a young man that they laid hold on him and he ran. And I'm gonna preach here when the preacher gets here, and I think about how that God saw fit to. I got some Matthew Henry's concise. Because Christ appeared not as temporal prince, but preached repentance, reformation, and a holy life, and has directed men's thoughts and affection and all aims to another world. Therefore, the Jewish rulers sought to destroy him. Jesus was sought out, and they wanted to destroy him, and they didn't realize. Now, I hear it both ways. Brother Isaac, I hear that the devil was happy when Jesus was dying. I think that the devil tempted him. Pride of life, lust of the eye, and the lust of flesh. I think that the devil tempted him. The devil did everything he could to keep him. Man, you can't convince me anything except the devil tried to trip him every way other than going to that cross. Because he knew that if he died for the remission of sins, if his blood was spilled. See, the devil was in heaven for a while. He knew something about some of the plan, but he didn't know all the plan, did he? Brother Denton preached a while back that Satan did not know the rest of the plan. He just did not know. There were some things that were not revealed to him, and I'll tell you something else. We got a lot of Bible scholars nowadays, and I appreciate how Brother Denton gets in, digs in the Word, and teaches us, preaches to us, and tells us the right way. But we got a lot of Bible scholars out there that's figured out that salvation is about one thing, money. But it's not. And we got a lot of Bible scholars out there that can tell you just exactly price right down to, what President Trump's actions are and what they reflect to. But I'm going to tell you something. There's some things that he said this won't be revealed until the end. There's some things that we just don't know yet. There's some things that will absolutely, if we knew, would scare us, our mortal man, to death. But the Lord loves us, and he protects us, and he cares about us. And he think about this. The Garden of Gethsemane was not a pleasant place for the Lord. But what I'm going to talk to you about tonight is, could you not watch 1 hour? Could you not pray 1 hour? The Lord and Savior was right there with them. He walked with them. He opened blinded eyes with them there. He healed the dumb. He caused him to speak. He caused the one that threw himself, the lunatic, on the fire. He healed him. He delivered him. He set him free. The lunatic that was at the Gadarenes, he walked up to him, and that man fell to his knees, and he said he knew that devil inside of him knew the Lord and Savior. Knew the Lord and Savior. We got professors in colleges teaching people that the Bible is a farce and there's nothing to it. The same disciples that walked with the Lord that night, Kelsey, the same disciple that walked with him that night, that they had seen every miracle that he had ever done, everything. He knows you from within and without. He knows everything about you. Everything about me. He knows everything about me. He knows what he's brought me through. I know what he's brought me to. But sometimes we want to forget. Lord loves us enough to remind us. And I'm thinking about Sister Viola as she lays over there and she's fixing to go home. She's going to beat us there, folks. She's going to go home. She's going to meet her reward. And I can remember preaching to her when I was just I was a snot-nosed kid. 24 years old, three children, and pastor in a church, and that was way too much for a young man. I was a novice, and I wouldn't listen, though. Anyway, a lot of kids won't listen, but they'll figure it out. So I was a novice, and here I was. But Sister Viola, she would testify over there time after time after time at Good Hope Church, and then when Brother Riley Phillips left Good Hope, they came to Condry. Testify time after time after time after time about our Lord and Savior, what he'd done for her, and what she is looking forward to going home. Time after time after time. Okay, think about this. Disciples in the garden. There they are, walking with him, talking with him, listening to him. They go to the garden, and they go to sleep. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know what I mean? And I don't know why or where we get lost at in knowing this, but Brother Rick, you know why you wake up at night? You seen the clock and your phone lit up. You know who woke you up so you wouldn't miss that? Let you sleep and rest a little more? Good Lord Almighty. God Almighty did that for you. Now, I think about the times that I'm driving down the road and I'll see things that I don't understand and things that I can't change, and I realize that it's the Lord and Savior that makes me the man I need to be and helps me to understand things that I can't change. He helps me understand that I just can't change it. I can't change some of the things that my children go through. I can't change some of the things that our church has went through. I can't explain it. I can't change it. I don't understand it sometimes. But I know that the same Lord that walked with the people on the Emmaus Road, the same Lord is the one that steps by whenever you're singing a song, whenever you're preaching a message, whenever you're teaching a class, and the Lord would cause my heart to leap within me, because I know. And this morning when Brother Denton was preaching, man, the words he brought and the things he said unto us, it caused me to be encouraged and know that at the end of this tunnel, there's light, and it's that heavenly light. So I just know this, that Simon, sleepest thou, couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is ready, truly ready, but the flesh is weak. And I think about this. Now, what would you do, Colton? You're there with the Lord and Savior, the one that was there from the beginning, the lamb slain from the foundations of the world, that ram caught in the thicket when Abraham needed a sacrifice for his son. When he was there, you're walking with him on this earth, and he's telling you, look, I'm going to die on that cross. And I'm going to rise again. And when I rise again, they never heard that part, when I rise again. When I rise again. They never heard it. They never understood it. They never watched. Brother Rodney, they just didn't get it. You and I just don't get it sometimes. I think about Brother Daniel. Sometimes we just don't get it. But we study God's word. We listen to God's word. We have, thankfully, a pastor that's anointed to preach the gospel. And he's been through enough trials to fill his boat up and over. And people are working really hard in this church and are trying to be nice and do things for people and draw people and try to get people on their way to heaven. And I think about all of the things that we do, and sometimes we get weary. You ever get weary? Tired, weary and well-doing? Tired? Janie, you ever get tired? Tired of trying to be nice to people? And then she got me. She got me. Could you not watch 1 hour? That's not a lot to ask. Could you not watch 1 hour? Think about that. Remember when you first started coming? Started going into this altar and it was just a short trip, and then pretty soon it was longer. Pretty soon it was longer. Pretty soon now you're getting the gist of it. You're getting a hold of it. It's starting to work on you. What? When you go to the garden alone, what happens? Because of that garden back there, you can go to this garden right here that you sang about tonight. This morning, last night when Brother Denton texted me. And he told me, I knew he had something going on. So this morning when I woke up, I thought, I'll get Jennifer to sing in the garden. Somehow my flesh threw in, oh, what a savior there, but get Sister Jennifer to sing in the garden. And then I hear Sister Kim say, Sister Jennifer, you get to pick the second one. Brother Denton, you get to pick the third one. And all of these things are lead to, oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior. Until then, my heart will go on singing. We got the best church in this part of the world. We do. Do we have shortcomings? Absolutely. Do we have things we got to work on? Absolutely. But you know what? We haven't quit. Brother Frank, what would you have done? What would you have done if you was there with Peter and that Roman soldier came up there and started to take your best friend? You'd have took his ear off or tried to take his head off. Serious. He probably went like that and got his ear. What would you have done? We would have failed, just like Peter failed. Jesus goes to the Gadarenes and he talks to the demonic, the lunatic. Sometimes I preach hard and I preach so fast that you just miss it. I got children here tonight that needs God. They need God. My son needs God to direct him. My daughters need God to direct them. They need help. Their mother needs help. Their children need help. You have children here tonight that needs God's direction. And we all have things that we got to work on, don't we? So the scripture I read tonight, I can talk to you about wherever it was reading, and it was talking about the young man. I have it. Thank you. The young man that ran from him, and he left his linen like he had run and left. And a lot of people suppose that it was Mark because he just says young man. He don't name himself. I don't know what happened that night, but I know this, and that garden was a horrible, horrible, horrible thing, Sister Donna, that the Lord went through. Before he was led away, he prayed, and his sweat, as it were, became drops of blood. And there's doctors that can tell you the physical anguish and the mental attack can bring you to that place that your sweat pushes it to the surface, as it were, drops of blood. Now, I can study that and find it. Might have to get on a computer to do it, but I can find it. And a lot of people don't understand this. The devil attacks us. He makes me want to quit. He tries that. He tries to get me to give up. He probably don't do you that way, but he does me. Because I've often said things like Silly Peter said. I said, I'll die for you. I was listening to a tape yesterday and today of me preaching in 1992. And I was preaching hard. And I was telling it just how it is and how it's going to be and the way it's supposed to be and how you need to walk. And when I was 24, I could tell you whatever scripture in the Bible meant. Every one of them. When I was 34, I didn't know so much. When I was 44, I sure didn't. When I was 54, I had to tear the page up and start over. There's some things I don't understand. There's some trials I went through, that self-inflicted wounds that I don't understand. Now, Peter denied our Lord and Savior. And you can say you wouldn't, but, oh, really? So this same Peter, what happened, Brother Colton? Would you tell us, what did Peter do on that day when he stood with the 11? What did he do? This same Peter said, these men are not drunk on wine, nor seeing it the hour of the day. But this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. Out of my spirit, I will pour out my spirit on your sons and your daughters. Your old men will dream dreams, your young men see visions. They will prophesy. And you know what's happening when these kids get up here singing? They're prophesying. And in that scripture that I read to you tonight, if you go a little further, you will see where they sang a hymn. Jesus liked hymns. I like hymns. When you take away the blood, you've lost it all. You got to have the blood. The blood, the blood that stained the old rugged cross. We have to have that. So, Brother Denton, whenever you get up here and you look back, and you see things and you understand and you know things, don't be discouraged. Absolutely don't be discouraged. We're trying. We want to do better. We want to get better. We want to walk closer. We want to live for God. I want my family delivered. I want my family set free. I want everything that comes against and binds and tries to destroy my children, I want it stopped. There's a price to pay. Christ already paid that price. But we as men and women of God have got a job to do. Brother Blake, it's your job. As a man of God, know the word that you know. You're well versed in the scripture. You got a job to do. And if you fail and falter at that job, who's going to pick that up? You got an assignment. Bobby, you got an assignment. You got a grandkids or two. You have an assignment. As a man, the head of a home, house, a family, you have an assignment. You're going to have an assignment. You are. You got one now, and she has one. She manages you, and you love her, and you go to work, and you guys work together. You're a team. You have an assignment. There's an assignment for each and every one of us. I don't know how in the world Brother Steve has made it as long as he has, but he has. I remember the first time I met Donna. She was just probably still in school, and I was about that tall. Assembly of God in Chelsea. I'll never forget it. Brother EJ, he liked to play music. He played C chord way back then, too. He did. He had an assignment. Aren't you glad he didn't fail his assignment? I failed my assignment for a little while. I failed at it. But you know who remembers it? Me and the enemy. We're the ones that remember it. The Lord remembers it. He chooses not to remember it against me. Everybody gets a little fouled up on that scripture. They say he don't remember it. He chooses. He remembers it not against me. Now, tonight, the devil would like to remind you of everything that you've ever done. He'd like to remind you of everybody that you met and dated before you were married. He'd like to remind you all of that mess back there. But you know what? He is the accuser of the brethren. His job is to go around and accuse you and lie to you and try to destroy you and try to mock you, try to put down what the Lord and Savior has done for us. John Scott. First time I met him, I didn't know this. I thought he'd been preaching forever more in a while. He had actually been back out of church a little while and had just got back in. And I watched him over the years, and I watched him get closer and preach harder and preach more. I watched him do these things. These people mean something to me. The people that's put in your life is in your life for a reason. Every one of them. I mean, I know that if it wasn't for mostly me, that Sister Jenny wouldn't have near the frustration that she has. It's no secret. Me and her, she and I know this. We have to apologize to each other once in a while. We get over it before most of you even know what happened. Amen? So what we got to do together as men and women, we got to shoulder up. Men and women of God, we got to shoulder up. We got to take this fight to the enemy. We got to watch our families be set free from sin. After the Lord's already paid the price, there's no price to pay. It's already paid. We just got to get them to the altar. We got to get them to the trough. Amen. I went in about a mile and a half of circles tonight just to tell you this. That first garden was so we could have the second garden that she sang about tonight. That we could come to the garden alone. That we could, the voice I hear falling on my ear. That's what that was about. Write a song, Carly. Write another song. It's in there. It really is. Write a song, Colton. It's in there. About time that Brother Trey busts one off and gets right down to it. Brandon's doing it. Brandon can do it. Trey can do it. It's a gift. You just got to honor that gift that God gives you and honor God in that gift. Brother Devon sings songs like People Steal, They Cheat and Lie. I think it's a Hank Williams song, the original, not Junior. He said, I saw the light. He said, once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. That man had no excuse. He used to get drunk in them old clubs that he's playing in and start preaching the gospel. Why? The wrong spirit, but it was in him. It was in him. He kept it hid. Patsy Cline, before she died and met her eternal, she cried. She wept before she ever boarded what she was going to ride in. She wept. And a guy that was there to talk to her said, all's wrong with her. She's under conviction. But did she do anything about it? He knew that she needed to do something about it. Did he follow through with God revealed to him and reminded him what conviction was? So tonight when you kids are out there in this world and your parents are praying for you at home and you know they are, and before you start to do the wrong thing, remember that they're praying for you and God gives you that. Heed that warning. He's wanting to be your father. Stand with me. He's wanting to be your father. He's wanting to be your heavenly father. Chris, God wants to fix what's broke, son. He does, brother man. He wants to fix what's broke. I broke it, and only God can fix it. Anthony, same thing. God wants to fix what's broke. He wants to fix it. God put your son-in-law in a place where he can hear a testimony. His supervisor is a Christian. His foreman is a Christian, supervisor, yeah. He's a Christian. Your son-in-law is there so he can hear. God knows what he's doing. He honors our prayers. He writes all the way to Old Mexico and talked to that man's daughter and kept her safe and got her home. We had soldiers die because of this Iranian mess. Death to America. We're all infidels because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trying to kill all of the Israelis they can kill. That's God's chosen people. I want you to understand something. That stuff that has been hid and won't be revealed is being revealed. And it's happening right before our eyes. But I want you to also understand this. Whenever the Word of God said every nation would rise against Israel, guess what it meant? Every nation, not the United States, every nation shall rise against Israel. But God will fight that battle. Watch and see. Let's get us an altar. Let's talk to the Lord a little while before we go home. And let's hear from him. Sometimes we always want to get down here and just talk and talk and talk. And never. Let's listen. Let's hear from him. Let him talk to you tonight. Let him speak to you. Let him help you. Let him strengthen you. Let him guide you.